For the past 10 months, he'd been consumed with agonizing worries about what was happening to her in confinement. Was she getting enough to eat? Was she finding ways to stay occupied, stay sane? While confinement would be brutal for anyone, Bellamy knew that it'd be infinitely worse for O. Bellamy had pretty much raised his younger sister, or at least he tried. After their mother's accident, he and Octavia had been placed under council care. There was no precedent for what to do with siblings. With the strict population laws, a couple was never allowed to have more than one child, and sometimes they weren't permitted to have any at all. And so, no one in the colony understood what it meant to have a brother or a sister. Bellamy and Octavia lived in different group homes for a number of years, but Bellamy had always looked out for her, sneaking her extra rations whenever he wandered into one of the restricted storage facilities, confronting the tough-talking older girls who thought it'd be fun to pick on the chubby-cheeked orphan with the big blue eyes. Bellamy worried about her constantly. The kid was special, and he'd do anything to give her a chance at a different life. Anything to make up for what she'd had to endure. As Octavia's guard led her onto the ramp, Bellamy suppressed a smile. While the other kids shuffled passively along as their escorts led them toward the dropship, it was clear Octavia was the one setting the pace. She moved deliberately, forcing her guard to shorten his stride as she sauntered down the ramp. She actually looked better than the last time he'd seen her. He supposed it made sense. She'd been sentenced to 4 years in confinement until a retrial on her 18th birthday that would very well lead to her execution. Now she was being given a second chance at life, and Bellamy was going to make damn sure she got it. He didn't care what he had to do. He was going to Earth with her. The Chancellor's voice boomed over the clamor of footsteps and nervous whispers. He still held himself like a soldier, but his years on the council had given him a politician's gloss. "No one in the colony knows what you are about to do, but if you succeed, we will all owe you our lives. I know that you'll do your very best on behalf of yourselves, your families, everyone aboard this ship, the entire human race,"